possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
If you put together a team of 52 quarterbacks and Myles Garrett, you're bound to find your quarterback.
Eventually, throw enough darts.
You guys are playing chess, Andrew Berry, checkers.
Chutes and ladders.
Nah, oh. It's checkers. Tyler Huntley's here. What do you think?
I was confused at first. Still waiting for more information to come in.
Well, I'm not confused.
Oh, you've got a handle.
I drew two conclusions. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're true. I drew two conclusions in my own head.
Everybody was desperate to figure out why in the world. And Ken says he knows.
Well, no. It's a theory. These are theories. It's theories. They haven't said anything, but I'm going on a theory here that I've come up with myself. One, clearly, Kenny Pickett and Dillon Gabriel aren't feeling that great. Isn't that easy enough?
Yeah.
Is that not easy enough?
I think the prevailing wisdom is that they're guys that could not be available.
Yeah. Two, and this is the second thing that I don't want to say it. I really don't want to say it because I wanted him to have a crack at first team reps yesterday. And I'm like, today's the day. Today's the day he's getting first team reps. And he didn't get first team reps. I go, how dare you, when we chant for first team reps, you don't give us first team reps for Shedeur Sanders. We did the chant and everything. You just won't give us what we wanted. And then when they signed Tyler Huntley, I go, yeah, he might be a little further behind to them than what we think. He might be a little further behind. Not, I don't know if it's people are going to take that as a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. He ain't no dummy. But he just might be further behind than what we think he is, where they're not comfortable putting him out with the first team. That it will affect his confidence or will affect the confidence of those around him, and that they just might not be that comfortable just yet. So he's which sucks because it's like, hey, Nathan's saying he deserves first team reps. I'd love him to take first team reps. I'm definitely down with first team reps. I think you are on the record. You like to see him with the first team.
Well, I don't see any harm at this point.
Well, apparently they do.
Yeah.
So you're being asked to trust the Browns in this case, which I don't know if that's going to be a lot of fun for people. So what were your conclusions?
Why they signed another quarterback?
Yeah,
we're up to number six already. Man, it's
Yeah.
We always talk about December in Berea.
Five on the field, one in the weight room.
There's Christmas in July. There's December in Berea. Where the hell are we right now on August 5th?
Yeah, well.
This is this is just a mess. It's a total mess. Not, by the way,
I don't know if it's
a lot of it's a mess on their own accord, and we've talked about that to death. Like, it's so much of their strategy look like not a strategy at all. Like, oh, okay, Shador's available. Well, we just took a quarterback in the third round. All right, let's take another quarterback. After they brought in Kenny Pickett. Oh, let's go get Joe Flacco. Like, what?
Well, that's...
Like, what? Pick a course. Like, where is this happening all over the NFL? This time, it doesn't look like necessarily their fault, because they need arms.
I'm sorry, I have to disagree. I don't know how you can call it a mess.
It's worse than a mess.
Aren't they doing what you've always wanted them to do?
No, we've talked about this.
You've always wanted as many quarterbacks as possible.
At the same time, to the detriment of each other, where you can't evaluate any of them.
I don't know if they can
What the hell sense does this make?
But this is what you wanted. You've reaped what you sowed.
This wasn't. I did say in the past, like, fine, take a quarterback every year in the draft. I didn't say take four quarterbacks in four different situations in their career all at the same time. No, I've never said that.
Owen, you wanted to draft quarterbacks like with every pick in a draft before.
Yeah, admit this is a mess right now. You can admit it's a mess. It's okay. Talk to the people. They're listening to you.
I want you to say you're going
honesty.
Back.
They want unbridled honesty from you. You just said it's not a mess.
But I
what
thought
about
you'd
this
be
isn't a mess?
I'm
you just
sorry,
heard
Anthony.
Pat Boyle.
I thought you'd be excited.
What did Pat Boyle just say on the way
he
in today?
He said it was a mess.
He says a total mess.
Well, God,
what are the Browns doing?
Pat Boyle said it.
Well, what does Ken Carmen think?
It's part of Boyle's messes.
I didn't say it was clean.
What?
No.
Oh, okay.
I never said it wasn't clean.
Ken found a middle ground here?
It's
not a mess, but it's not clean.
I thought you'd be excited. This is what you've always preached.
So you
preached.
Think this is going well?
No, I don't think it's going well, but they're doing what you've always
so
preached.
So how does Ken feel about this situation?
Not good, but Lyman gets what he wants. You should be happy. You got what you wanted.
This is not
you
what anybody.
It for years.
This is what
you
no,
pounded the table for years.
No smart team
you
would
wanted
ever operate
to, you wanted
like
two
this.
Quarterbacks before in the first round. This is what you wanted. You reap what you sow. Congratulations on all your success. Champions pose for tone.
Fine. With that said, this is a total mess, and I don't think anybody who follows the league would look up and down rosters, look up and down any way, best practices, any element of a good organization. This is nonsensical, what they have trotted out here in training camp. Can we be honest? Does anybody really disagree?
No, I don't disagree.
I mean, and I've seen, because this is the nice time of the year, right? When the national guys come in and go to every single camp.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL Network has been here. Aditi was there yesterday. She was on the afternoon show. We've seen Albert Breer come in. When all of these individuals come into every single camp, they put on a very, very positive outlook for Diana Russini, I just heard her on with Bill Simmons, and she kept extolling the virtues of every camp. She did not extol, she said she was not in Cleveland yet, but she extolled the virtues of every camp because this is the time of positivity. I don't know how anybody could be positive about the quarterback situation with the Browns this year and have any other takeaway than this is not the best way to get the best out of any of these quarterbacks.
I am not positive. I don't think it's clean. I wanted to troll you, and I think I did it successfully because, again, you are on record wanting such things. It's just it's Tyler Huntley who was here last year, and it's an also-ran. But I just think that it's, in some way, Tyler Huntley being signed has helped us draw a couple of conclusions. The first conclusion is that I think Kenny Pickett is still struggling to come back to his full form. I wonder if he's rushing the situation because you go back to Zach's article yesterday when he goes off on like the tidbits of what he saw in camp. I think Kenny Pickett thought he might very well be the starter. And some of the behavior that Kenny Pickett it put out there would tell me that sounds bad. These are good things. Like the text to the new players, the rookies, you're putting together golf outings with his teammates that we know about here. Like, these are good behaviors by Kenny Pickett. That sounded bad. But some of the things that he was doing that would exude leadership, that tells me that they were like, yeah, we want you to be the starter. We want you to be a starter. Now he's kind of limping, and I hope not, but I wonder if he's trying to force it, and it might not be exactly what he wants it to be. Dylan Gabriel, on the other hand, Maybe they've been telling Dylan they really like him, and he's just been going out and throwing ducks. Because I mean, Daryl can't say a nice thing about the guy other than he's no. a taxpayer. That's about it. I mean, Daryl can't say nothing good about Dylan Gabriel. So.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
And I think a lot of people, they're struggling to say anything good about Dylan Gabriel on the field. And now you got two guys who have hamstring issues, and here's Tyler Huntley. And so the other conclusion I would have to say is that you're not going to have Joe Flacco play in this game on Friday. I think with Tyler Huntley being signed, it looks less and less likely that maybe Dylan Gabriel plays in this game on Friday. Tyler played in preseason games for them last year, so they're going, hey, we got to get through this preseason game. Like, I don't know if they're going to – you could have them go – because, again, the practices are controlled. So you could kind of have them, because Dylan Gabriel went in team session, even though he's supposed to be limited yesterday. It didn't seem like he was limited at all. He went in some team sessions with the twos, so you could put guys out there in the orange jersey. So I'm thinking it could be, I think we're looking at Shedeur Sanders starting the game on Friday and then Tyler Huntley coming in.
Well, I was going to laugh, because could you...
Or Tyler Huntley starting the game on Friday.
Could you imagine the reaction? Because every time we bring up Shedeur Sanders, the sentiment that we get from people around the country that were never Browns fans until that dude was drafted 144th overall. Can you imagine the reaction? They said all along the Browns have been sabotaging Shedeur Sanders. What if this guy plays ahead of Shedeur Sanders and he hasn't even been here in camp? And he finally, first team reps.
If he plays ahead of Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
I'm just going to be quiet. I got youth games to coach, and I'm just going to be sitting there with my hands on my mouth because I have to save my voice for Monday. I will have to save it because it's like, man, I think you could see Shedeur. You better see Shedeur start that game against the Panthers, and then it becomes Tyler Huntley. If it's Tyler Huntley to start that game, because I don't think, again on record, I don't think the Browns are doing it on purpose to quote-unquote sabotage Shedeur. I always said they could always get in their own way. The Browns have gotten in their own way many, many, many times in the past. So they could always get in their own way. But the two things that I think are apparent here, as it's not clear, but it's apparent to me, that the injuries are maybe a little bit more taxing than they want them to be, and that they're not quite comfortable with them out there during live sessions. And two, sadly, they believe Shedeur is just a little bit further behind than we all care to admit, or we would all care to see. They believe that. Now, whether or not a fan believes that, I think there's plenty of fans who think differently of the Cleveland Browns. And again, other than the Johnny Manziel scenario, fans have been right 9 out of 10 times. Where fans all wanted to see a guy, that guy comes in, that guy goes out, whatever it might be. In a lot of situations, that's why we use the term the smartest guys in the room, because it seems that the fans with the common sense end up being right. So, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out here. But it's not a, it's it, this is, This is not, I mean, good God, how upset can I be when we're saying like 4 or 5 wins this year? I can't be that upset. And it does, it strengthens the whole thought of Joe Flacco being the starting quarterback for this year, which is what I wanted them to do. For the not for the fans. I mean, the fans, I think, you want to see something new and exciting, and Joe Flacco doesn't have much of a future in the NFL left because he's 40 years old. But I think for the respect of the organization, that's the players in the locker room, that's Joe starts the year. I mean, if you start with Dylan, it's like, man, you thought that this was the best case scenario. If this thing goes, I almost said a different word, right? I'd have to dump. Belly up. If this thing goes belly up, like now you have to go back to Joe. You don't want to have to go back to Joe. Just start the season with Joe. Get him off on the right foot as best you can and see where it goes. And if it goes to hell, which it probably will, then you put in some of the younger guys and see what they got. Fine. But it just strengthens that, okay, Joe's going to be the starter. He's not going to play on Friday. Might not play for the other two games for all we know. Yeah. But Tyler Huntley is going to be on Friday, and Shedeur Sanders is going to be on Friday.
What do the Shedeur fans, and be honest, because so many of you don't really care about the Browns. You care about Shedeur Sanders.
Yes, of course.
I want to hear from those fans if they are coming into this with an open mind, that if it is Shedeur starting this game, that are they going to overreact one way or another?
Oh, yeah. I think of the conspiracy theorists. You're setting me up for viral clips. I understand that. The conspiracy theorists will be more adamant than ever that the Browns are going out of their way to put the screws to Shedeur.
Because if he goes out there and looks awful, there are justifications for that. They haven't really given him serious reps, and all of a sudden they're like, go start a football game that everybody's going to be watching to see you. At the same time, if he balls out, if he plays well,
it might be nicer for him if Tyler Huntley starts that game?
I am asking from their point of view if they think that's a good spot for him or a bad spot for him.
If starting is a good spot?
Yes. Because if he plays poorly, I'll come on the air on Monday and say it wasn't necessarily ideal for him. They never gave him first team reps.
How did he do with the second team?
And now they're throwing him out there.
How did he do with the second team against the ones? Didn't he not do too terribly bad?
Yesterday?
No, a couple days ago. Yeah. Not on Saturday. Didn't he suffice when he was with the second team against
the
ones?
That was fine. I mean,
So I would think that
it is tough to get. Honestly, Kenny, I'll just stop you there because, like, yesterday I saw the montages again that have been put up on social media. And, you know, it's tough to, I don't know how the coaches could, they know way more than me. And they've been at way, way more practices over the course of their careers. I saw 7 checkdowns from all these quarterbacks. Like, are they instructing the quarterbacks to just throw the ball 4 yards? Because there's just no opportunities. Well, again, I don't know how they can look
who's
with
open?
All these guys.
Who do I know is going to get open? If the defense is supposed to be as good as what it is, I'm sorry, no offense to Luke Floria. Luke Floria is probably not going to be able to get open if he's going up against some ones. So if those guys aren't open, check it down.
That is what I would love to know from the coaching perspective. Do they think it's bad football to go out there and challenge the DBs, challenge the receivers, challenge the quarterbacks, put it on them? Because it almost seems like they are overly careful. You hear so much about no turnovers, can't turn over the ball. And I'm like, man, this team's going to get their ass kicked if we're just going to check down the entire season.
I think that they are, because the turnovers last year, the last 2 years, the turnovers have been just an abomination of the sport. So I do think that they will go into protectionism here. I think they will be too conservative in that case, Anthony. I think you might be a little bit frustrated here. Because, again, you don't have, I mean, Quinshon Judkins, again, is not with you. Mm-hmm. We don't know about this running back room per se. The wide receiver room is one of the weakest I think I've ever seen with them. And that includes Jerry Jeudy, who's a fine wide receiver.
Kenny, you're a coach. You're a coach, so you don't want to coach bad habits.
Don't turn the ball over.
You don't want to coach bad habits. I get it. But if ever there was a time when you were evaluating quarterbacks to let it fly, let it fly now. The consequences are what? You do the drill again. And who cares about the fans or the video that are there or the clips that go viral? Let's see the ball get thrown. I kept seeing people yesterday say, ball's not hitting the ground. Yeah, how's it going to hit the ground? You're throwing 3-yard outs. Like, what is that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.